Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here in the service once again. We have made it to Monday. It is the 16th day of March 2020. And so we are here in this place, and the Lord is just moving by his spirit. We appreciate everyone who has joined us already this morning. And we are glad that we have the desire to pray, because this is a very important time of life for many people around the world. And so we continue to pray for people we don't know, and we know that God is answering prayer. And we're just believing that God is going to help across the world. There's a problem with sickness, and God can stop that plague, which is something he did when Pharaoh kept acting up. God would put the plague out there, then he would end it. And so we know that people are looking to the Lord right now. They're calling for prayer right now, and we continue our prayers because we know it's so important. So I thank God for the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man that availeth much. So let us pray this morning, and we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for you are God and God alone. There is nothing better than knowing you. You are righteous. You are holy. You are perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, Lord, we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. Thank you, Father, that you are everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands. And the world is ruled at your command. And, Lord, we thank you that you rule and you super rule. Yes, you do, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, that you have allowed us to be a part of your kingdom, Lord, that you waited for us. You were patient and allowed us to come, Lord. And even when we turned our back on you, you stayed consistent and you stayed with us, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for your grace, Lord, your mercy. You are our hiding place, oh God. So we're grateful for that this morning, Father. My God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary so that we could be free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. We thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. You are a friend who's closer than a brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the propitiation for our sins. You are the sacrificial lamb, the lamb that was slain, and we're also glad that you overcame death, hell, and the grave, and you have risen from the grave, and you're now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf, so we're grateful for that today. Lord, we thank you for Jesus and the stripes that he bore. Because of his stripes, we are healed, and we're believing for healing around the world today, oh God, with this coronavirus, oh God. We know that there are many people who have been attacked or infected by this coronavirus, and we're believing, Lord, that it will be ended very soon, oh God. It doesn't matter what it seems like it's doing, Father. We know, God, today that you can put an end to it very quickly, oh God. You can just dry it up, Lord, and we're glad today, oh God, that we can come to you, Lord, all the families that have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray that you would give them comfort in this hour. There are those who are in the hospital right now, those who don't even know they're infected, but we'll soon know, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you heal their bodies, Lord. Save the souls of those who are not saved, oh God, that they will turn to you, Lord. And even as our president has turned to prayer, he asked yesterday that everybody would pray, that there will be a day of prayer, Lord. Lord, we know that there are times when people realize they have no control, and they realize you are the one in control. So we thank you, Father, today for just healing across this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in some remote places, oh God, there are people who are sick, Lord. There are people who are dying, oh God, and you can raise them up, Lord. So we decree and declare, my God, I decree that the coronavirus shall be ended. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today that people will trust in you, God, that we will pray and believe, God, that it shall come to pass, Lord. And there are others who are sick, Lord, and many people who have the cancer in their bodies, oh God, and We decree and declare healing in the bodies, oh God, from the cancerous cells, Lord, that those who have cancer of the lungs and cancer of the brain and the blood, oh God, breast cancer, Lord, prostate cancer, skin cancer, Lord, all kinds of cancer, oh God, uterine cancer, Lord, we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that you protect those, oh God, who are serving, oh God, the nurses, the doctors, oh God, those who are in the hospital who are doing the work, oh God, to help those who are sick, Lord. We pray for them that they shall be protected, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, God. My God, somebody has high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, oh God, and kidney disease, heart disease, oh God. In the name of Jesus, some people have had operations and still need complete healing. So we thank you for that, oh God. Our sister Yvonne, oh God, and Jamila, Lord, as she's recuperating, oh God. And we thank you for Justice, oh God, that he's being healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and others whose names we may not know, Apostle Horsley, oh God, we thank you for healing his body, God. And in the name of Jesus, my God, there are those who have colds and flu, God. So we decree and declare that the colds and flu is being stopped even today, Father, in the name of Jesus. It would not continue to propagate and infect other people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, you told us to call on you. You will answer, God, and show great and mighty things, oh God. So we thank you that you show the miraculous today, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, today that those who are panicking, oh God, those who are fearful, Lord, those who are unbelieving, God, that they will look to the Lord, looking to the hills from whence cometh their help, Lord, because their help coming from the Lord. So we say, heal today, oh God, and they shall be healed. Save, Father. And they shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we know that you're the one that take us through the fire and through the water, O God. We should not drown. We should not be burned, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your deliverance this day, God. For your healing this day, oh God. Even little babies, oh God, who are in the hospital born prematurely, oh God, you can heal their bodies, God, and develop their lungs, oh God, develop their brains, God, develop their limbs, Lord. Even though they didn't have all of this when they were born, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today that you made the body, oh God, and you can heal the body, God. In the name of Jesus, make it la shoot them a cool, shot them a cool. My God, we thank you, Lord, today for even children who are in the hospital, oh God, without being able to breathe on their own, oh God, that you're helping them today, God, that they will be able to come off the ventilator, oh God, or whatever is causing them to be able to breathe, Lord, that you can give them the breathing apparatus, oh God, just the normal breathing, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you today, oh God, because you are good, Lord, and you're great, God, and you're greatly to be praised, oh God. Lord, it's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We praise your name, oh Father. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God. We realize, Lord, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh this morning. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us even today, Lord. We need you to tell us what to do, oh God, to show us where to go, oh God, what to speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and the bondages, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for yokes and bondages being broken today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God. We just bless you today, oh God, because families are being healed, oh God, as people come to a place of reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that you have forgiven us of all of our sins, our transgressions, our trespasses, oh God, as we have come and asked for forgiveness, Lord. There are others who need to do the same thing, oh God. There are those who need to ask for forgiveness between husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, Lord. We pray, Lord, today that reconciliation shall come, O God, and we realize, Lord, that you said vengeance belongs to you. You shall repay, God, so we will not hold a grudge against anybody. We will not wish any ill on anybody, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, God, because you are perfect, Lord, and you're healing, God, and you're bringing about change in these families, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that each and every person who comes, Lord, to pray, God, they realize, oh God, that they must get it straight, oh God, get it right with their families, oh God. Lay their gifts on the altar. Go and ask for forgiveness and forgive those who have had an altercation against them, oh God, so the prayers will not be hindered, oh God. We don't want our prayers to be blocked, oh God. So we're thanking you, Father, today for the spirit of forgiveness this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, that there is love, oh God. We speak love this morning, oh God, and we loose the spirit of love, God. And we bind up the spirit of evilness right now. We bind up the spirit of just the Antichrist today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those who don't know how to love, Lord, but if they would just trust you, Father, and yield to you, oh God, yield to the Holy Ghost, oh God, that you can teach them, oh God, teach them your way, God, because we have been made in your image, oh God. In the beginning, Lord, we know that you spoke into existence the stars, the sun, the moon, the constellations, the earth, oh God. But, Lord, you stooped down and you formed man in your very own image, and you blew into man the breath of life, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for the breath of life that you have given us, oh God, and that we want to imitate you, oh God. We want to be imitators of Christ, oh God, that shows love across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, Lord. We pray for these children, oh God. Many of them are not in school right now, God, because of this coronavirus going on around the world, Lord. We pray that many of the children will not be getting into trouble, Lord, that they will be able to do some work, oh God, and find some things to do that are constructive, oh God, that are worthy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, oh God. And some of these parents, oh God, don't know what to do with their children, oh God, because they don't have anyone to watch them, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that these children will be protected, oh God, and no harm should come nigh these children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know there are many predators who are out there trying to take advantage of the situation, Lord. We bind up that predatory spirit, that sexual demon, oh God, that would cause somebody to want to rape a child, oh God, cause somebody to want to harm a child in any kind of way, oh God. We just pray, God, today that those things will be revealed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today for those, oh God, who are just wandering around in darkness, oh God. Many people have darkness in their lives, oh God. Some don't want to live anymore, God. We bind up the demon of suicide today, God, in the name of Jesus. That suicidal spirit, in the name of Jesus, I decree they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Those who feel so low in their lives, oh God, some of them have lost money in the stock market and they feel like they can't live anymore because they lost so much money, oh God. There is hope in you, God. You can restore, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we pray, Father, today that people will come to you, God, and trust you, Father, to restore, God. Even as we think about Job, Lord, and how he lost everything, oh God, except for his body, his life was still there, oh God. Even his health was just all messed up, oh God. But you blessed him even better at the end, oh God, than he had in the beginning, Lord. So we thank you, God, today that you can do the same in this day and in this hour, oh God, for those, oh God, who have lost a lot in the stock market, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for restoration of that, Father. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray, God, today that people will not be down and out and depressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Father, today that as we rejoice in you, God, I know, Father, today that you're in the midst of the praise, oh God, so we pray that people will have a spirit of praise this morning, oh God, for the garment of heaviness today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name this morning, oh God, because you're doing a great work today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that even in the body of Christ, oh God, there are those who feel like they can't do much of anything anymore, God. They're feeling so lost, oh God, feeling so alone. on, Lord. Lord, we know that you're there for them, oh God. You're a friend today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All they have to do is reach out to you, oh Father, and trust you, Father, for deliverance, Lord. Trust you, Lord, to bring that joy, oh God. If they would just speak out in songs and melody and hymns, oh God. We know, Father, today that you can heal them, Lord. Some of them just need to have some music, oh God, some kind of good, warm music, oh God, as Saul, oh God, had to have David play for him, oh God, play the harp for him. We know, Father, today that sometimes that music can heal a vexed spirit, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of music this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that melodies will come, oh God, that you will put melodies in the hearts of the people today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we just praise you, God, today for this blessing all across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you today that unity will come for this United States of America, oh God, that the evilness, oh God, that's even in our leadership, oh God, the people who have a spirit of pride, oh God, who's doing things, oh God, just out of spite, God, we bind up that spiteful spirit right now in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, we lose the spirit of cooperation, oh God. We lose the spirit of unity this morning, oh God, that they will be on one accord, oh God, being on, first of all, one accord with you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, God, because we need that. We need it desperately, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, God. Lord, and even as we are seeing at the grocery stores, oh God, that there is a lot of things that have happened, oh God. Some of the food is not there, that some people need food, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will replace the food that has been taken out of the stores, oh God, so that everybody will have enough to eat, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. I just pray against that panicking spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. We just praise you this morning, oh God, because you are the restorer. You can restore, God. So we thank you for restoring, oh God, the things, oh God, that the enemy has stolen, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that those things, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen shall be restored double fold, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that the people of God will be on fire for you today, God, each and every day, oh God, as we go about our days. We will pray, oh God, we will put a prayer into the atmosphere, oh God, making a declaration that there shall be change, oh God, that there shall be an end to those things, oh God, that coronavirus, oh God. We will make that declaration time and time again, oh God, and we will see the manifestation, oh God. We believe that before the end of the month, oh God, that there shall be a major change, oh God, that things will be restored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the miracle today, oh God. Thank you for the signs today, God. Thank you that you, the wonders shall follow us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that our children will begin to pray, God, and they will continue to pray, God, that they will seek your face, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Lord, we just thank you, Lord, today for a praying nation, oh God, that we not only will pray during this time, God, but we will continue to pray even after this pandemic is over, God, in the name of Jesus. We do realize, oh God, that there shall always be a remnant, oh God. The remnant is here, Lord. We're part of that remnant, Lord, who continues those prayers, God, the fervent, effectual prayers, Lord, that are here, God, that we continue to pray in agreement with you, Lord. We pray in agreement with each other, Lord. When we pray, God, we know that you're doing a work, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for the work that is being done even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify your name, God, because you are doing a wonderful thing even now. We thank you, Lord, today that that plague shall not come nigh our dwelling, oh God, that you even have those angels dispatched, oh God, that will protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will watch as well as pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we just praise you this morning, oh God. We magnify your name this morning, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you're doing great things in this hour. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. My God, my God. So this morning, we're going to continue praying, and we just want to as we go through the rest of these days until this coronavirus is destroyed, let's just continue to pray and thank God for the deliverance, because there's so many people affected by this, so a lot of people infected too. And so one of the things that our bishop told us yesterday, he said that every time when you get ready to sit down to eat, this is one way to remember to pray, is before you eat, just say a prayer for other people, or, you know, during the time of your eating, say a prayer for other people who need help and that God will deliver. And even just during the day, we can just lift up a prayer and believe that God is taking care of this coronavirus and healing and destroying the cells, because it can be destroyed. God can do that. He's a miracle-working God. So we're going to continue our prayers this morning. So right now, if you could just give your name, if you're just listening, just say listening so that we don't call on you individually for prayer. Amen. The lines are open right now.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie.
Amen. Good morning, Alice Marie. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Lois listening.
Okay. Good morning, Lois. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Janice. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
God bless everybody.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie, listening. God bless.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Jeannie. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning. This is Grace. I'm listening. God bless you.
Amen. Sister Grace, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Anybody else?
Good morning, Sister Juanita. God bless you.
All right. Sister Juanita, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Okay. All right. Well, we thank
good
God.
Good morning, Yvonne Lester.
Okay. Yvonne Lester, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Are you able to pray this morning, Sister Yvonne?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening this morning. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask our Sister Juanita, Evangelist Juanita, if you will start us off. And then our Sister Alice, if you will pray, Alice Marie. And then our Evangelist Janice. If you would pray in that order, that would be so wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day you have made, Lord. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it, rejoicing in you, our God, our Father, our Savior, our Healer, our Redeemer, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that even at day so can I do so. Hallelujah, Lord God. The second phrase of that song says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart and enter his courts with praise. Lord God, we just stand on your word today. We just trust you, Lord God. We will enter in, Lord God. We come in this morning, Lord God, to praise you, to lift you up, Lord God, to petition you, Lord God, to encourage one another, Lord God, to be strengthened by your word and by the prayers that will go forth, Lord God. Lord God, because the line is called prayer, praise, and deliverance, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, that we come together this morning to give you praise, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, but to be delivered, Lord God, also, Lord God, from any and everything that the enemy may throw at us, Lord God.
Father God, we recognize, Lord God, because of this plague, Lord God, this pandemic, this COVID-19, Lord God, has so many of us, Lord God, in a panic, Lord God. But, Lord God, your word says, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, that we your people, Lord God, Lord God, those of us that are called by your name, Lord God, that we will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, that we will hear from heaven, you forgive our sins and heal the land. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that the faith that, Lord God, you've given us, Lord God, those of us that have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that our faith will not fail us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that we will not, Lord God, allow, Lord God, what we're hearing on the news, Lord God, Lord God, to cause us, Lord God, to doubt your word, Lord God. Father God, even in these trying times, Lord God, we know that your word will not fail because you tell us, Lord God, in your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for, Lord God, we get, Lord God, a scripture each week, Lord God. Let us stand on the word, Lord God. Lord God, if we don't understand the scriptures, Lord God, give us a word to stand on, Lord God. As you said, Lord God, in Psalm 23, Lord God, you said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the one that takes care of us, Lord God. So, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. With us understanding and knowing that you take care of us, Lord God, we lack no good thing, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. In Psalm 91, Lord God, you tell us, Lord God, that no plague will come near our dwelling, Lord God. Lord God, you say 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us, Lord God. Father God, let us gravitate and hold on to your word, Lord God. Let us encourage each other, Lord God, by your word, Lord God. Let us continue to pray, Lord God, one for another, Lord God. Lord God, let us, Lord God, be that light, Lord God, in our communities, in our home, wherever you send us, Lord God. Lord God, there will be an encouragement, Lord God, to those that may not know you, Lord God, and encourage those of us, Lord God, whose faith is failing, Lord God. Father God, we've even heard, Lord God, that, Lord God, this virus, Lord God, just as a normal flu virus, Lord God, will have more effect, Lord God, on those of us that are older, Lord God. So let us check on those that are older, even those of us that are older, Lord God. Let us take, Lord God, the precautions that we should normally take, Lord God. Washing our hands is something we should always do, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, that in spite of all that's going on, Lord God, that you will continue to give your children, Lord God, wisdom, Lord God. You will continue, Lord God, to cause us, Lord God, to encourage each other, Lord God. You will cause us, Lord God, to spend more time in your word as we should do, Lord God, and stand on your word as we should do, Lord God, and know that you are with us, Lord God, and you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, that this is the day you have made, Lord God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you are with us, Lord God. You never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. You are our great God and Father, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, in this life that we will have trials, but you told us to be of good cheer, Lord God. Lord God, our Lord and Savior is overcome, and we will overcome in him, Lord God. Lord, I've seen our daughter, hallelujah, Lord God. You also tell us, Lord God, that our lives are hidden in Christ, Lord God. Those that see us, Lord God, they don't see us. They see, Lord God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God, because our lives are hidden in Christ. Thank you, Father God, for your great love, for your great provision, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you do both see, hallelujah. 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 Lord, I can never thank you nor praise you enough, Lord God, for all that you are and for all that you've done and you are doing, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the power and authority you give us in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you tell us in your word, Lord God, no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, Lord God. Father God, the words, Lord God, of fear that arise against us in judgment, let us condemn those words and stand on your word, Lord God, that says we are fearfully and wonderfully made because we are made in your image, Lord God. Father God, let us look, Lord God, to you, Lord God, you who are the author and perfecter of our faith. Not bow down to the enemy, Lord God. Not bow down to fear, Lord God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord, but you give us power and authority and a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for everything you've given us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, the greatest of this, he that's within us and he that's in the world. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord God, that I can call upon, that we can call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So shall we be saved from our enemies, Lord God. Lord God, we're calling upon you this morning, Lord God. We're crying out to you this morning, Lord God. We're blessed. you arise, Lord God, and every enemy be scattered, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your power and authority you've given us, Lord God. Father God, for anyone, Lord God, whose faith has, Lord God, grown weak, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for strength in you, Lord God. I pray for encouragement in you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you arise, Lord God. Rise up, Lord God. Rise up, Lord God, as we call upon you, Lord God. Because we know that both feet, not about Kayla, Kalala, they so hallelujah, Lord God. For we know that your ears are always open to our cry, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you for it, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you give us wisdom, Lord God, during these trying times, Lord God. That you give us wisdom, Lord God, during these situations, Lord God. Your wisdom, Lord God, because you are the God of all wisdom, Lord God. And that is also in your word, Lord God. If any man lacks wisdom through any trial, Lord God, let us come to you, Lord God, because you give wisdom freely, Lord God. Your book, Lord God, your word is wisdom, Lord God, from Genesis to Revelation, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So today, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you just touch, Lord God, and encourage your children, Lord God, encourage your people, Lord God, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you don't change, Lord God. You are the master's changer, God. You are the one that is able, Lord God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we may ever ask for faith, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that has given us power and authority, Lord God, and you've also given us wisdom, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Everything you do is well, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just want to thank you this morning, Lord God, for, Lord God, just allowing, Lord God, this time, Lord God, of fellowship, Lord God, with you and, Lord God, and with your people on this prayer line, Lord God, and every prayer line is going forth right now, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you will preserve your people with peace today, Lord God. Lord God, because you said, Lord God, you give us peace, not as the world gives peace, Lord God. The world gives peace, Lord God, under certain situations, Lord God, and they have, Lord God, different protocols, Lord God. But, Lord God, you are the Prince of Peace, Lord God, and we just need to trust you, Lord God, and stand on your word, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your word and by your wisdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for your word, Lord God, which will not fail, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word that does not and cannot fail. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave his life a ransom for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are and for all that you do, Lord God. Move by the Bostina Dosa, hallelujah. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Remove everything that's not of you, Lord God, that we may be, Lord God, in embracing this morning, Lord God. Remove everything, Lord God, that does not bring you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Strengthen us in every weakened area of our life, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And let me both seek in our Dosa, hallelujah, Lord God. And if there may be any, Lord God, that may, Lord God, even think, Lord God, and may have symptoms, Lord God, of anything going on in their body, I thank you for your wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, that we know what to do, Lord God. That we, Lord God, you've given us, Lord God. Lord God, medications and directions, Lord God, from way back when, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for home remedies, Lord God, you've given us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the things that we grew up on, Lord God, things that they don't even do anymore, Lord God. But we grew up on those things, Lord God, that have sustained and kept us, Lord God, over the years, Lord God. Let us not forget, Lord God, the way we came, Lord God, from where we came from, Lord God. Let us not forget, Lord God, who you are, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I bless your name, Lord God. Lord God, that we're moving forward in you, Lord God, that we're moving, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, that we've never been, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us from glory to glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us to the next level of faith and trust in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So I just bless your name this morning, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for loving us because your love, Lord God, does not fail, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that you will put on our hearts to pray for, Lord God, and to pray with, Lord God. Thank you for those, Lord God, you will have us to check on, Lord God. Thank you for those that you will have us to call, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for how you will use us as we avail ourselves to be used, Lord God. Let's not be afraid, Lord God, to submit ourselves to you, that we can be used to and for your glory, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Lord God, it's truly praying time, Lord God. It's always been praying time, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for you even allowing this, Lord God, to happen, that we may you even more and more, Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, that men are always to pray and not to faint, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, we will not question why, Lord God, because we know it's nothing but sin, Lord God, that these different things happen, these calamities come up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that in spite of it, Lord God, you are still in control, Lord God. You are still in charge, Lord God. You have not relinquished your authority. So we thank you for who you are. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for your power and your authority. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father God, for every prayer request that we have on the altar, Lord God. The prayers, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, before you, Lord God, for our children, Lord God, for our grandchildren, Lord God, for jobs, Lord God, for deliverance and healing, Lord God, for peace, Lord God. You know them all, Lord God. We thank you for your appointed time to answer, Lord God. And we're believing and trusting you to move, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there is no failure in you. Thank you again, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to bless your name this morning, Lord God, to call upon you, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God, to stand on your word, Lord God, to trust you, Lord God, to be an encouragement and to be encouraged, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the prayers that have already gone forth, Lord God, and the prayers that will come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God, and today, Lord God, throughout the day. Thank you, Lord God, for your ears being open. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing and keeping us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that this too will pass, Lord God. This too will pass, Lord God. And we will come out, Lord God, in, Lord God, in victory, Lord God, because there is victory in you, Lord God. But I ask, Lord God, that even as this calamity is over, that we as your people not forget, Lord God, that we must always pray and not faint, Lord God. We must always, Lord God, be those that will stand in the gap, Lord God, because you care, Lord God, because you are truly a prayer answering God. Thank you, Lord God, for your power. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you again for this opportunity, Lord God, to be in fellowship with you and with your children, Lord God, that's on this prayer line and every prayer line. For everyone whose needs are, Lord God, who's calling up and crying out to you, thank you so much, Lord God, for who you are, for loving us in spite of us, Lord God. You still love us, Lord God, and you provide a way where there seems to be no way. I thank you again. Give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that you and you alone deserve. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, just giving you all the praise, Almighty God, for who you are, just for being God, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just lift you up, Lord, because you are a mighty God, Lord. You're a God of love, Lord. You're a God of understanding, Lord. You're a God of guidance, Lord. You're a God of protecting, Lord. You're a God of blessing, Lord. You're a miracle worker, Lord. And we just praise you for allowing us to be a part of you, Lord, and you being a part of us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for holding our hands as we run this race to you, Lord, towards you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we just praise you for your strength that you instilled in us, Lord, the peace, Heavenly Father, the patience, Lord, Heavenly Father, the love and the grace and the mercy. Oh, yes, Lord, we just love you, love you, love you, Lord. Oh, with more than words to ever say, we can never worship you enough for your goodness, Lord. Oh, yes, we just praise you and thank you for being our Father and our friend. Oh, yes, Father. Lord, as we walk through this month, Lord, that you protect our family and friends and protect those out there that don't have anybody praying for them, Lord, for protection from that virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we just pray that you turn that virus around, that you just break the head of it off and then just end, Lord. Lord, we understand that everything happened for a reason, Lord. And we just ask you right now, Lord, those that already infected, Lord, Lord, heal them, Lord. Let them make it, Lord. Bring them through. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. We ask that your will be done in this situation about the virus, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to continue moving in our life, Lord. Continue guiding us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for continuing your walk in our life, Lord, for guiding us, Lord, speaking to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're asking you to take the ones in the nursing home, Lord, that's crying out, Lord, for their healing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for those in the rehabilitation, Lord, that you strengthen them that they can drive or drive to work out to do what it needs to take so they can, you know, complete their healing and get on with their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those, the ones that are out there now that have these colds, Lord, and that not doing well, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Oh, heal them, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're just praying right now, Lord, that your will be done in this situation. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we trust in you, for you are the Word, and the Word is you. And, Lord, you are the truth and the light, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, just for being God, Heavenly Father. You got those that are out there with depression right now, Lord. We ask that you visit them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Those with low immune system, Lord, protect them, Lord. Those struggling with cancer, Heavenly Father, heal them, Lord. Those that are on dialysis, Lord, heal them, Lord. Only you, Lord. Nobody can do it just like you do it, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Those out there that are in need of healing, Lord, no matter what the situation might be, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those ones out on the streets right now that's homeless, Lord. Oh, Lord, make a way for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Provide shelter, Lord. Put people in their path, Lord, that they can receive what they need, Heavenly Father. You got some out there crying out to you right now, Lord. Only you know what they're crying for. Only you know what they need. Only you know their pain. Lord, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Open doors, Lord. Make ways, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shut those that need to be closed, Heavenly Father, for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, you're a miracle worker and you're a blessing. And right now we need a miracles and blessings, Heavenly Father. Open the gates of heaven and pour them out, Lord, more than we ever dream of. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you to continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Darlene, Lord, her dedication, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you for her, Lord, that we get up early in the morning and we are able to start our day out with you before it's daylight, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a good feeling it is. And we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for it happening, Lord, for it being possible, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we fellowship with one another, Lord. We hear these prayers, and we all get to praise God, Lord, as we're on this prayer line, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Coming together, Lord. When you said one more together, there's power in that prayer. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask you to open the hearts of the people that is silent, Lord. Touch them so also you can ease, touch them so people can be able to talk to them and share your word with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Father. We pray for the churches that are out there, Lord. Lord, you know what's going on in different churches. Some are more into your word heavy than others, Lord. We asking that you just fix them, Lord. If it's broken, asking that you fix it, Lord. You touch the hearts of those that need to be touched so they can look at themselves, Lord, and see what's going wrong, Lord, do an inventory, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we're just asking you just continue moving in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch each and every one on this prayer line, their family, and their friends, Lord, that we continue looking up to you and walking your word, Lord. Oh, praying for the backsliders, Lord, that they come back, Lord, that somebody speak to them and they want to come back and they come back and be faithful in your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and get hungry for your word.
Lord, we're just asking that you let us hear you more and more and more, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. We just love you for the relationship we have with you, and we want to be closer and closer and closer, Lord. We ask that you continue renewing our minds, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, you have done a, you have brought us a mighty, mighty long ways, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, glory, glory, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, we love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. For without you, there would be no us, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you. We just glorify you, Lord. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah, Father. Hosanna to your name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Without you, since you came into our life, Lord, nothing has never been the same, Lord. And we just glorify you for it, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. We just worship you, Lord, for who you are, for just being God, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, for being our strength, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know, each person on this prayer line, you know their hearts, their thoughts, Lord, their wants and their desires. You know their prayers, Lord, because it's asking right now that you answer each and every prayer, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, I connect every prayer that's being prayed all over the country, every prayer on the prayer line, with our and the ones that we are praying for. With Father who art in heaven, how be that name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are everything. You are beginning and our ending. And we pray in Jesus' name. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Giving honor to you, Lord, who can destroy both body and soul. Lord, it's truly a blessing to be among the living, and it's truly a blessing to be on the prayer line today. Lord, I come because you said in your word, with two or three touching and agree, you'll also be in the midst. Lord, I come because I know no one that can hear my cry or my call today. Lord, I come because you said in your word, if my people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, and they'll hear from heaven and you'll heal our land. Lord, you know this land needs healing today. Everyone is in an uproar, Heavenly Father. But you said in your word, heaven and earth will pass, but your words will stand. So right now, Lord, I have nothing to do but stand on your word today. I stand on your word for deliverance, for healing, for miracles, for signs, for wonders, Heavenly Father. I stand on your word because you say, well, two or three touching and agreeing, you'll be also in the midst. I stand on your word today because I know no one that can hear my call or my cry that can deliver and set us free today. No one but you. I give you the honor, I give you the praise and the glory for the moderator today that comes daily. I ask that you continue to give her the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, how to lead your people. I ask right now in the name of Jesus, everyone that came to this prayer line, Lord, you know their desires, you know their hearts, you know their needs, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I cast my cares upon you because you care for me as well as you care for them, Heavenly Father. I bring our children before you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts and touch their minds. Anything in our children's lives that's not like you, Lord, I pray that you turn it around. Turn it around for their good. Turn Shancy around. Turn around for a good, Heavenly Father. Only you can and only you will, Heavenly Father. I'm depending on you to see me through in that situation, Heavenly Father. I bring every one of our grands before you today, Lord. Whatever the needs are, give our grands the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that they need today, Heavenly Father. So many children are so influenced about other, what other children got and what they can do. But, Lord, we ask that you give them a mind, that their mind be on you, Heavenly Father, because only you can and only you will. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. I'm calling out to you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, a God that sit high, look low, and you know it all, Heavenly Father. You know all about us. You made us and you created us, Lord. And for that cause, I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for our homes today. I ask that you continue to make our homes a home of peace, love, and make it the home that you'll have it to be. I thank you that you have the blood on our doorposts that will keep our enemies away, because only you can and only you will. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Heavenly Father, for the healing power that's working in our bodies, and it's working in the name of Jesus. I say back, back, devil, back, back. Get your filthy hands off my body. For a couple of days, you tried to make me feel bad, but I'm up and I'm running. I'm running for the Lord. I'm running for healing. I'm running for deliverance. I'm running for miracles this morning, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, I pray you. And when I go to the doctor tomorrow, all is well, Heavenly Father, because only you can and only you will. I ask that you fix it, Jesus, like you said you would. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. I'm expecting miracles after miracles. I'm expecting blessings after blessings. I'm expecting deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare today in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord, because I know no one. No other person, no other spirit, no other deliverance but you, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for the little things, the tiny, tiny things, Heavenly Father, that we overlook daily. But it's your goodness, your grace, and your mercy that you keep on keeping us. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. And I consider it done. And I seal this prayer that no retaliation will come up against it, because I seal it with your blood, your wonder-working blood, your almighty blood, your powerful blood. It's the blood that can wash away our sins. It's the blood that can make us whole again. It's the blood that can deliver us. It's the blood that can wipe away our sins. Only you can and only you will. And I come thanking you this morning for all things, Heavenly Father. Whatever the needs are, whatever the desires are, I pray that you grant it to us today and every day that you breathe breath in our lives, Heavenly Father, because you are the God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. I say hallelujah for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. I say hallelujah for looking beyond my faults and finding my needs. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's just, everybody, come on in. Let's begin to praise the Lord before we leave this morning. Lift our voices to the King. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name this morning. We praise you this morning, God, because you're a great God. You're a great God and greatly to be praised, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We bless your name, God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And all about what you do, not only you, Lord. You direct us, God. Thank you for directing our path today, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. God. Morning by morning, mercy we see, God. You change not, you fail not. Great is thy mercy unto us today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, awesome Father, awesome wonder in our soul, God. We bless your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. We sing praise to your name, God, for the name of great God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We sing the praise to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Glory, everlasting God.
Lord, thank you that you are our strength, you are our song, and you are become our salvation.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God, yes, God, yes. Yes, God.
Thank you.
your name.
And you satisfy
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, Forgive me of all my sins.
I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.